Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. We're here at Sun and Fun 2024, the Plain Talk cockpit, with a really cool organization, a little organization called UAvionics. Probably some of the folks that were the real disruptors in the ADS-B in and out technology industry. We have Shane Woodson, Vice President, Sales and Customer Experience. Welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit,
Thank
Shane.
You very much. Nice to be here.
How's Sun and Fun 2024 treating you?
Sun and Fun's great. Traffic is good. Weather has actually held out pretty good. Right now, we're actually experiencing a little bit of a storm squall come through, but I've heard from many of our partners that the fly-in traffic and airplanes on the field are at some of the highest levels, so it's been a very good year.
So you guys have so many different elements of the company as you've diversified over the years, but really foundationally in the ADS-B out, trying to hit that holy grail originally of an ADS-B out UAT device at $1,000, but we're kind of close to that, $1,800, $1,900, is that right?
Yeah, so the Echo UAT started, that was our first U.S. product, and that was in the $1,500 range. Just the Echo UAT by itself was $1,000, but we launched the first certified product, which was the Sky Beacon wingtip version, and the Tail Beacon, which is the tail marker light, and those are right around the $2,000 mark.
I think it's amazing from a deployment perspective. It's as simple as two screws and three wires for the 978 versions.
For the Sky Beacon, yeah, it is. That was one of the key things that we really wanted to focus on, is to simplify the installation, reduce that labor cost, and be able to meet that 2020 mandate as best as possible.
I promise I won't tell a soul. How many airplanes would Sky Beacon and Tail Beacon be on?
Currently, the last numbers that we were looking at between Sky Beacon, that unit right there was the first model. We're sitting a little bit over 16,000 aircraft equipped with that.
Wow.
And Tail Beacon, because it fits more aircraft on the market, it's one behind you, and you don't have to worry about certain wingtips that it may or may not fit. It actually does have a little bit more popularity behind it. And the Tail Beacon, we're sitting pushing about 23,000 aircraft. So
wow.
Between them, we're upwards of 60,000 between that and their other ADS-B solutions.
And then, of course, we've got a newer product, Tail Beacon X.
That's right, yeah. And as you probably know, with global transponders and global ADS-B requirements, they're not using the 978 for like what the U.S. does. So, for instance, in Canada, the Tail Beacon X, that is our Mode S transponder. It does perform with the space-based satellite system. So, it's a fraction of the cost and the labor to install it. And it really is, the best option, best value for that ADS-B requirements that are starting to kind of layer in throughout the world, and especially in Canada.
And from a Canadian perspective, Tail Beacon X will facilitate the space-based Canadian mandate, as well as the FAA's ground-based requirements.
That's great. That's exactly right. That's actually a good point to make. We sometimes talk from a customer's perspective, is we know that 90% of Canadians probably live within 100 miles of the U.S. border, and having ADS-B that meets both the U.S. and the Canadian requirements Tailbeacon X, it really is, you know, for lack of better terms, you know, I've kind of said it's dual ADS-B ship. You know, it's kind of like your dual citizenship ADS-B. So, you know, there's probably more U.S. customers that will end up flying into Canada and need that requirement than those flying, you know, back into the U.S. So
yeah, I think we're down to, 30,000 Canadian pilots, actually a little under with current medicals.
Right, yeah. And so, I mean, right now, I mean, you look at Canada with roughly 30,000 in the U.S., I mean, you know, it's pushing up, you know, roughly 10 times that size. And so, you know, we see Canada as one of the big, you know, one of the next biggest markets for this ADS-B performance requirement. And like you'd mentioned, you know, the Tailbeacon X, it is a, what's unique about it compared to the, you know, the Tailbeacon or the Skybeacon is those were designed for the U.S. to work with the existing transponder. Tailbeacon X, not much larger, it is the transponder. That's what people don't understand sometimes is it is your Mode S transponder, your space-based ADS-B out. It works on the 1090 frequency. It's really your global transponder, and it's future-proof, if you will.
And then you pair it with a UAVionics AV30C for certified airplanes to give you that AIDG HSI capability replacement, giving you a pathway to glass, but at the same time to control the Mode S transponder and Tailbeacon X to do something like give it a squawk code.
That's right, yeah, and that's an important part to point out because you know a lot of times many of our customers have AV30 already in the plane. You know when they have AV30 in there, they're already like halfway there to go to Tailbeacon X and have that transponder because you're getting the replacement primary attitude indicator or directional indicator as well as that control head for the Tailbeacon X. And so you're shaving. If you talk about putting in, you know, two AV30s, this is a very popular installation is two AV30s with a Tailbeacon X. And that right there, you're looking at, you know, pulling out the transponder, pulling out the altitude encoder, pulling out a legacy attitude indicator or directional gyro. You're pushing over 20 pounds worth of stuff you're pulling out and going back with, you know, Tailbeacon X and AV30, which use a fraction of the power. And it's important to note it's not a degraded system. It's a full 250-watt, you know, Mode S transponder. It is very powerful.
And it's amazing, as you said, 250-watt in this tiny, teeny package. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It, you know, it's kind of one of the things, you know, we look as a company, you know, being the art, we look at kind of this art of possible. And so we take things and we try and miniaturize and, you know, micro-size things as best as we can. Keep them this high value affordability out there for pilots. Because, listen, most of us in the company are pilots too. We know it's not getting any easier or cheaper to fly, and so that's the big thing is to, you know, to offer our fellow pilots, our communities out there, solutions that keep us flying, keep us safe. It's really a passion for us as a company.
And just to remind the audience, Tailbeacon X, 5 wires, 2 screws.
Yeah, actually, 4 wires. There's power ground, and then there's a serial in, serial out, and then there actually is a suppression wire, so that you don't need that in all situations. But yeah, so safely 4 to 5 wires, and you know.
How simple is that?
Very easy. I mean, we hear very large numbers, 3 to 4 times the cost in labor for some of the other manufacturers out there. We want pilots being able to take and afford the labor and put this in there and have a quality device.
And you're really breaking a, you know, rule of thumb, which I thought was always interesting. Historically, at least up in Canada, $1 of avionics hardware equaled $1 of labor. So if the hardware, you know, Mode S transponder with ADS-B in and out, was call it 9,000 US, then 20,000 US installed, plus right now I understand we're somewhere 38% to 40% exchange rate to Canadian dollars, and then we have another 13% pesky tax. Like, those numbers are getting kind of large.
Yeah, they are, and you know, we definitely, that's one of the key things, is we definitely don't follow that, you know, $1 of hardware equals $1 of labor. I mean, that's You know, we're trying to make it simple. As you know, as things develop, our avionics, we get into more pieces. There are more hours involved in complex installs, but it's still, you know, typically a fraction of what you're looking at for our competitors. And that's, like you say, that's one of the highly disruptive points for us, is kind of simplifying the complexity of these installations.
And then your owner operators can make a strategic decision. Do they equip today for the future Canadian ADS-B mandate might get pushed out, as it has historically, by our friends at Nav Canada, or do you just put in a light and cheerful tail beacon or sky beacon to facilitate U.S. FAA compliance, and then wait and see in 5 years to see where the where Nav Canada lies?
Yeah, so that, you know, that's where we really get into a situation sometimes that we spend a lot of time with our customers and kind of find out. There's not a cookie cutter answer that yes, you have to, you definitely want to go down this road. If someone's got a really good quality transponder, sometimes it may make sense for them just to keep that transponder, do the, you know, the sky beacon or tail beacon. They meet the performance. There's not that mandate into the, you know, Canada right now, except for they do Class A, Class B. So, you know, if you're flying over 12.5, you want to have that ADS-B. And in those cases, yeah, we recommend and we tell people tail beacon X. But, you know, we always try and keep the best interest of the pilot in mind, because what we don't want them to do is spend a couple $1,000s on a solution now, and then here in just a couple more years or so, if something happens to that transponder, maybe it's older and it fails, now they're going to have to buy a new transponder. They just bought an ADS-B. Yeah, maybe it's best for them to go ahead and make the jump to Tail Beacon X and AB30. And so, again, that really comes down to the pilot, the mission that they're looking to fly, the airspace that they're constantly looking at flying.
And you guys have an interesting trade-in, trade-up program for Sky Beacon, Tail Beacon owners.
We do, actually. With the trade-up program, I mean, the original Sky Beacon and Tail Beacon products, those sold in the $18,000 to $2,000 range for, you know, many, many years ago. And so now with the AV30 and the Tail Beacon X, Tail Beacon X is $24.99. The AV30 is $22.99. We do a bundle package where you save a couple $100, $200 on that. But then if you're looking at wanting to trade in that Tail Beacon or Sky Beacon unit towards it, we offer up to $1,200 for that. So
amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so you're getting the vast majority of that investment that you had back, so that you can move up to the Tail Beacon X. And
you're getting a brand new unit.
You're getting a brand new unit. You're also getting, like we mentioned before on here, is you're getting that primary attitude, indicator or directional indicator. So it's kind of a 3-in-1, if you will, that you're getting.
Very cool. And as we said earlier, pathway to a glass cockpit, get rid of the vacuum system.
That's right. And we're just now getting started, so you'll see many more options coming in. The company is still innovating. We're radically innovating, if you will, trying to change the way that the modern day kind of, you know, or let's say traditional avionics are thought about.
Shane, thank you so much for being part of the Plane Talk cockpit. Any final words for the audience?
No, it's great to be here at Sun and Fun, and thank you for allowing us to be a guest on here. And anything that we can do for our Canadian partners and Canadian pilots out there, reach out to us at uavionics.com. We do have some specials here at the show. Stop by our booth. We have, our main booth inside Hangar A, and then we also have a support tent outside as well. So if you have any questions or you want to get some personal demos on some of the new tricks of the units and see we've got some demonstrations that are products to come, we'll walk you through those and show you those.
And it's fair to say you'll be at AirVenture in July.
Absolutely. We'll have kind of the same setup. We actually do an indoor space in AirVenture at Oshkosh, and that's going to be in Hangar C. And then just outside Hangar C, we'll also have a kind of a a demonstration and a support tent as well.
Super awesome. Again, Shane, thank you so much for being part of Plain Talk.
Phil, thank you so much for having us, and appreciate everything you're doing here at Sun and Fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plain Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plain Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.